just off the field after the Bills workout today, the OTA, and a little bit of weightlifting to follow that. Happy to have veteran Jerry Hughes, defensive end Jerry Hughes, in studio with us, getting set for your ninth year in the league. Jerry, good afternoon. Thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. Glad to be on.
How's it going, man? Yeah. Big day. First day OTAs. One. Yeah. We were noticing, too, man, what a difference a day makes. I mean, like, one day you guys are hopping around through cones, and, you know, and then the next day you got helmets on, you're sprinting around the field playing football.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun, you know, being able to kind of strap everything on, everything that we've been doing in the classroom, actually finally putting that on the field and moving with a pretty good pace for day one. I mean, just really knocking off some of that rust for a lot of us, you know, getting used to the calls with our new middle linebacker, you know, trying to really get him settled in, get him acclimated to the whole team and how we do things here.
How's that going? What's Tremaine Edmonds look like to you?
Oh, fantastic. I mean, he takes command of the huddle. He doesn't really have the deer in the headlights look where, you know, this is really too much or overwhelming. You can kind of see him really at ease out there, kind of just taking that leadership role in stride.
Can you tell he's just 20?
No. No, I mean, the kid's huge. I mean, he's out there commanding the huddle. He's getting a set, you know. He's communicating with not only the front but the guys in the back as well. You know, for someone so young, I knew he was 19, 20 years old, but, you know, he doesn't really show his age. I mean, I catch him in the breakfast hall. You know, he has his note cards. He's going over plays. I mean, he's a real true pro, and you love to see that with a young guy coming in.
That's a lot to ask a young guy, any young guy, even if he's 21, 22, never played in the league. Does he have the full defensive playbook yet, or are they kind of, you know, breaking it in slowly for him?
Oh, breaking it in slowly. You definitely don't want to overwhelm those guys. You know, right now they're still getting used to the city, where to live, you know, worrying about their personal life as well as being here. So, I mean, we certainly don't want to just overwhelm them just yet, but it's great to see him, you know, taking that extra step of, you know, making sure he can get things down in his memory so that way we can go out on the field and move fast.
One of the things about it, too, is he doesn't have a full playbook. But nobody really does now, except for you guys have already been one lap. Now, you're starting to build on what you did last year. We had a couple of guys in. They all said, wow, what a difference a year makes. We're all the veteran guys in second year in the defense. Yeah. This is going to be a much different year for you guys, right?
Absolutely. I mean, for us, it allows us to go back and actually review some of the past game film, see where the areas that we can certainly improve the most in. And then now it's just when you hear a call or you hear the linebackers make a check, it's just like second nature. It's not too much thinking. It's just more so, okay, now I know what I can do. Now I know where I can move within the scheme and still be able to kind of make plays and not be wrong.
Jerry Hughes, our guest, Bills defensive end. A couple of minutes left with him. All of a sudden, you look around and there's some other TCU players here, right? Jeremy Curley and Newhouse and a rookie defensive end I want to ask you about. I don't know much about him. Matt Bosin, is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
What do you think of him? What do you see from him?
Oh, man. Very explosive, kind of just like he was at TCU. I remember when I would go back to school, I was able to catch him during his spring ball and just whatever games I could see on TV as we were traveling around on Saturdays. I mean, he still has a great first step getting off the ball and then just falling into his pass rush moves. It's just very second nature, and it's just good to hear. Good to see him here, but not only that, but some of the things that I kind of talked to him about, he's still kind of bringing that up here to the league and things like that, which is really cool.
You played with Newhouse, right, at TCU?
Yeah, same era. Same recruiting class, yeah.
Wow. What's it? Horned Frogs, right?
Yeah, Horned Frogs.
So you guys crossed. Now, he's bounced around a little bit. So you guys kind of hooked back up, and so you guys are like, hey.
Oh, yeah, no, it was certainly cool. I mean, Curley came in a year after, and he really set our offensive fire with the Wild Frog because he was a pretty talented kid. Kid played baseball coming out, could throw the ball 95, 96 miles an hour. So he's a very talented guy as well. But, no, it was great to see Newhouse again. I always see him back in Fort Worth or Austin, wherever he's hanging out at. We always kind of connect and things like that.
He's an interesting guy. He's an intelligent guy. Yeah. We had him on the show a couple times. He just got a wide variety of interests. And stuff.
Oh, yeah. He's a very smart guy. He's always been like that. When we came in we actually came in together, and just to see how he maneuvered and did his things throughout school, I mean, he was able to get off campus his freshman year. He wasn't worried about study hall hours or things like that. I mean, he knew how to come in and take care of business. And so, it's certainly cool.
So you got Jeremy Curley, Marshall Newhouse, and this kid,
Bosin?
Matt Bosin.
Yeah.
And Jerry, all you guys, TCU Horned Frogs.
Yep.
kind of converged back up here in Buffalo. Now, Matt Boston is a guy who came after you guys. Although you said you saw him when he was in college because you went back and stuff, but all the three of you, Curly, Newhouse, and you played together.
Yeah, we did. We had a lot of fun playing together. Curly was a part of the whole Rose Bowl team and things like that, so it was great to kind of see those guys pick up where we left off and have some more success. But, yeah, no, it's certainly cool just to see all the guys back.
And as this OTAs kind of gets rolling now, day one of now some football playing, Murph mentioned it, there's a lot of new faces on the front seven. You guys, you struggled to get pressure on the passer last year. Mm-hmm. You got some guys in now, a lot of new faces. What are your goals? I mean, as a team, I obviously want to be, a good defense, but what do you guys talk about as how good this defense can be, particularly since you got a lot of guys that are in their second year in the scheme?
For us, it's always been about hosting that Super Bowl trophy. So, I mean, we all understand that. Everybody understands that when you come into this building, it's all about winning the day. What can we do to get better? We really focus hard on that. Take that to the next step with us being, the second year in this defensive scheme, being able to really go over our problem areas, being able to see that on film, see how we can improve as far as pass rush technique, run stop ability, and then really just hone in on that. And then we get in the weight room and all improving on those areas as well. Everybody has a weakness that you gotta work on. And so it's just great to see all the guys come back for the whole OTAs, been here for the whole football school, really putting in that extra work.
You've been back here for a month or so, but I wonder, especially with your young family, what you did for fun during the offseason when you were away from Buffalo.
Man, it was really cool. I enrolled my son into some swim classes, so he was able to kind of pick up on that.
Is he 2 years old?
He's two now, yeah. Oh, wow. So he's really loving that right now. We went to Coronado, which was really fun out there in San Diego. Really beautiful place. Yeah, we got to see a lot of the Navy SEALs out there doing some training, which he got a kick out of watching the helicopters and planes fly by.
It's all day out there in Coronado.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we probably sat out there on the beach for at least 5 hours just watching those guys train and do things. Yeah, it was very nice, really fun just to kind of spend time with them, my daughter and my wife, and just kind of relax and just unwind.
And that's a lot totally underrated. I mean, when the season's over, particularly when, you win an extra week, got to the playoffs, and you finally get a chance to take a deep breath, man, it feels so good to relax and get away. And a lot of guys, some guys compete or train a little bit. Almost everybody takes a little bit of time where you just want to sit down and just take a deep breath.
Oh, yeah, you have to. I mean, our seasons are so long. We beat our bodies up. I myself had a couple bumps and bruises that just needed to heal, and what better way to do it than just with family on the beach.
Looked like work today, though, and I know there's a lot more work to come. Jerry, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate you making us a part of your long day today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Appreciate it. Jerry Hughes, Bills defensive end, joining us in studio. We'll break. We're back with more.